This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Stories of outsiders coming to New Mexico to exploit the state's resources are nothing new. Think Spanish colonization. Well, that's how many critics see Centralina, a 22-square-mile development proposed for an area west of Albuquerque. But as KUNM's Victoria Edwards reports, opponents of the project are fighting back in court.
Javier Benavides says Centralina is yet another example of powerful, moneyed outsiders coming to New Mexico to do business that doesn't benefit locals. He's the executive director of the Southwest Organizing Project, or SWOP, and points out that the land for the development is owned by the British bank Barclays.
The deeper issue for us here is the history of New Mexico and colonization and large out-of-state interests like Barclays Bank coming into the state and taking advantage of our local governments to turn a profit.
But it's not illegal to make a profit. So how do you fight that in court? SWOP joined forces with other critics to attack the Centralina project based on the governmental approval process for development. They say developers should have gone through a zoning process and didn't. They also say the process lacked legitimacy because a key member of the county commission was biased in favor of the project. Benavides says what comes out in court will be revealing.
For Centralina to win this court case, the courts are going to have to make some pretty embarrassing statements about that process and how it was went about and set some embarrassing precedents going forward.
But John Salazar, one of the attorneys representing developers, says the first part of the Centralina master plan was a planning document, and they followed all the rules and regulations for that. Salazar says that developers aren't trying to exploit anyone or anything. On the contrary, he sees the project as an opportunity for outsiders to bring money and resources into the state.
Well, maybe we need to believe in ourselves a little bit. Maybe we need to say, you know, we're better than we think. People want to invest in us. Let's make the most of it.
Still, it's not altruism that's driving this endeavor. Centralina is asking for nearly $3 billion in tax benefits and almost 20 million gallons of water a day. But Salazar says Centralina will provide housing, jobs, and opportunity to the impoverished South Valley.
Why are we worried about what the other person can get? Is it better for our community? Is it better for our children? Is it better for ourselves? Let's ask those questions. Who cares if somebody makes a profit?
Half a mile south of downtown Albuquerque on a recent Friday, there's a cursive sign taped to the window of a pastel pink square of a building advertising Frito Pie Sale. Inside, it's a little dark, and an old fan is trying to combat the heat. About 30 people mill around, women in long skirts, men in cowboy boots and worn-out jeans. On a long table, there are heaping bowls of beans, red chili, lettuce, and cheese, all available for a small donation.
Lettuce?
No.
It's a great turnout today. Lots of people are here, and we make great Frito pies, if I do say so.
South Valley farmer Marcia Fernandez says she depends on her Frito Pie Friday fundraisers to keep up her legal fight against Centralina. She worries because there's only so much water in this desert, and she's afraid the local government will take away their water to support Centralina's demand.
The city has the power to condemn our water rights. They can condemn it and take it. As long as they pay you fair market value, they can take your water.
The Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority has long said there's enough water for the Centralina project. But when I asked if they'd condemn the existing water rights, representatives said they'd never do that. But fears remain.
Our fingers are crossed that cooler heads will prevail and see that maybe we should step back and take a second or third or whatever look at this at Centralina.
They're waiting to find out when the next court date is, when a judge could set the precedent for the next chapter of New Mexico's history. For KUNM, I'm Victoria Edwards.
Find our continuing coverage of Centralina online, KUNM.org.